Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. Again, is 818-301-5834. Call into the show, say hello to me or say hello to the audience or talk about the today's episode, whatever you want to do. This is your show. But call in, 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. And those of you who are listening live online on Blog Talk Radio, I also promote the show there. If you are there right now online listening to the show, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up however you'd like to be notified when I put out show notes about our next show, okay? And if you have a Facebook account, which is I think the easiest way, go into your Facebook account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams with an S, Show with an S. Okay? The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become a friend of the show. On Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, go into your Twitter account and search for The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. Go there on Twitter and follow us there on Twitter. Again, that's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. And so whether you'll be on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in. I think I have a great show set for you today. You know, sit back and relax and enjoy some of the things that I'm going to put out there. I think that the most healthy thing about this, the most healthy thing about the show for me is that I get to tell you guys what I want you to hear. I mean that's it, right? But also I enjoy putting out things that are informational, that can help you guys in some way. And also that's, you know, have a fun show all in one. I try to put all that together, within my show. Okay. And it works out because, I get people that come to me and say, hey, Frank, you know, what's the show going to be about tomorrow? Or, you know, I've been following your show, man. I hadn't called in, but I've been following the show, man, and this and that and this and that. And while we were at family reunion down in Florida, I got, a couple of family members that say they had been following the show, and they like the show. So, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep plugging. We're going to keep plugging and keep plugging. If we keep plugging, just like you keep going to work every day, if I keep coming to work here, I'll keep plugging and I'll keep plugging, and we're going to get it done. Okay? So I'm going to keep plugging, guys. Now, the title of today's show is, and we're going to talk a little basketball today, because tonight, if you don't know, tonight is Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Right? Game 7. Of the NBA Finals tonight between the Heat and the Spurs, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. So, I wanted to do a show today about the game, and also I entitled the show today, Headband or No Headband. What do you think? As far as, LeBron, is he going to wear a headband tonight or no headband tonight? Okay. I asked this question a few times last night, and I some people say he's gonna wear the headband, but some people say that he's not gonna wear the headband tonight. And I'm going to say that he's not going to wear the headband tonight. No headband tonight for LeBron. What do you guys think? You think he's going to have wear a headband tonight or not? Because I'll tell you something else. Not too many people wear headbands, okay? And then when you see people that do wear headbands, I mean, they wear them all the time, right? You know, somebody like Carmelo and what's his name? Paul Pierce. The other guy at Boston, Jason Terry. LeBron wear a headband all the time. I think Dwight Howard wears a headband all the time. You know, you got several players in the NBA that Josh Smith wear a headband all the time. They wear the headband all the time. Okay? Now, the headband is used for keeping the sweat from coming down into your eyes. Okay? Keeping the sweat from coming down into your eyes. It catches the sweat before it comes down into your eyes. Because when the sweat comes down and gets in your eyes, then, you know, it starts to burn your eyes because the sweat is a salt coming out of your body and it's salty, you know, and it comes down and gets in your eyes, you know, and it hurts. So, and you see guys all the time, they're standing there at the free throw line, they grab their jersey and stick their head down in and wipe the sweat off. That's because they don't wear a headband. And then the guys that wear headbands, too, they do it as well. But I think that's just a habit, you know, too. But that's what the headband is designed for, okay? Now, just like the wristband is designed to keep the sweat off of your hand. Okay, you see a lot of tennis players wearing wristbands to keep the sweat off their hands. Okay, so tonight, I don't think LeBron's going to wear the headband, all right? You guys tell me what you think. 818-301-5834. Now, also, you know, after watching LeBron on Tuesday night play without the headband, I think he's a totally different player. And not just And he wouldn't say that because he can't tell sometimes if he's got the headband on or not. I think. So when you're playing, you know, you're not thinking about a headband. You're just doing your thing. You're just doing your thing. So that's why I think that tonight's going to be no headband. And then he looks like a different player. Without the headband, he's just another guy on the court without the headband. And then the team, the opposing team, can't recognize him without the headband. So he'll be lost a lot of times if he don't wear the headband. He'll be lost a lot of times by the defensive player. Because they don't recognize him without the headband. So they get mixed up from that. I should tweet that to him. No headband tonight. You look menacing without the headband. They can't recognize you without the headband. When they coming down the court trying to recognize who they should be, their man, who they should be playing, if somebody's playing you, they're looking for your headband. They're not looking for the shoes, the shorts, the socks, none of that. They're looking for the headband. They're not even looking for your number. I got number 6. No, they're looking for that. Headband. Believe me, guys, that's what's happening. So, without the headband tonight, they won't be able to recognize LeBron. Now they're going to have to start looking for something else, the number six or something. Okay? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said no headband tonight. Sorry, I had to take me a sip of coffee. But 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and speak your piece. So, tonight is game seven. Now, I believe, I'm going to make my prediction here in just a minute, but I believe that San Antonio had their best shot at the championship on Tuesday. I think they missed it. I don't understand how, but, after, while watching the game, it was exciting, okay? The game was exciting to watch, and, excuse me, but a lot of, there are a lot of people out there that are saying that this was the most entertaining game or whatever that they've seen, not only this year, but since they've been watching the basketball, the championships. So, I can rank that up there, way up there, because I don't know how many finals games have gone into overtime as dramatically as this one did. Yeah, I know there's been some overtime games to do this. I don't know about overtime to go into game seven. I don't know, but I'm sure somebody's got that statistic out there. But, the way that they went into overtime, and then the overtime that was played was just tremendous. I mean, you couldn't leave your seat. You had to stay there and watch every play. Sometimes in overtime, I don't really pay attention to that first couple of minutes. But for this overtime, man, I didn't miss a second of it. I mean, I watched all commercials and everything. So, my prediction for tonight is Miami Heat by 7. And the reason I say that is because I believe that the Spurs are spent. What I mean by spent is I believe that they have emptied their tanks. Tim Duncan emptied his tank on Tuesday because he was going for it, okay? He emptied his tank Tuesday because he felt like they had the chance to close it out, and they did. They had the chance to close it out, okay? So, when you think about it, myself, because I've been burned so many times in sports, particularly the NBA, I've been burned so many times as far as bets and money, losing money on this NBA stuff, because I believe wholeheartedly that in some way they try to predict the turnout of the game. And, I'm not saying that that's what the coach from San Antonio did. But to do what he did, take Tim Duncan out of the game, 2 fouls, 30 points, 17 rebounds, to take him out of the game at that time of the game was something that you don't think about doing in other situations. But you ask Popovich, the question, he gonna be short with you. And, you know, say something like, that was my strategy. Next question. And that'll be it. Okay? So, I can't question the man. He got 3 or 4 NBA championships, one of the greatest coaches to coach in the NBA. I can't question him. You know, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. Because you don't know what you do in the heat of the moment. In the heat of the moment, you're thinking, okay, Miami going small. I need to go small to combat that. But when teams go small against Miami and LeBron's in the game, he's going to the hole. And if you don't have a shot blocker back there like Hibbert or Duncan or somebody that's going to contest that shot, you're going to be in trouble. And that's what happened to San Antonio. Okay? I think their best chance was Tuesday. Tim Duncan thinks that. All of them think their best chance was Tuesday. They think they let it slip away on Tuesday. And I think they did. I think they lost the championship on Tuesday night. So, and from me saying that, that makes me believe that tonight Miami is gonna close out and defend their NBA title from last year. I think it's something behind them winning tonight. If they win tonight, not only will they have back-to-back championships, but they did it in a year where they had a tremendous win streak, okay? LeBron got MVP again, which is his, I guess this is second year winning it in Miami. And gold medal. Okay? So, you know, not all of them have gold medals, but, you know, some of them, the Heat players have gold medals from last year. And then to, you know, win back-to-back championships. You defended your title. Now you gotta sit down, take vacation, get rested up. Y'all with me? Get rested up. Get ready to come back and play. I don't know if they're gonna play this summer in any kind of games or anything. I don't know how that works, but I'm sure they're gonna play this summer somewhere, and then to come back at the beginning of the season in the fall and come back for blood again. How can you keep that taste for blood in your system year after year after year? The way that you keep that taste for blood in your system year after year after year is to keep tasting that blood, okay? And you keep tasting it, and you like that sweet taste, you're going to want to get it again and again and again. And then you know what you have to do to get it. So you do what you have to do to get it. At all, you know, think about it. At all costs, you do what you have to do to get it. So if everybody take that mentality, to do that, then things would go so much better. You pick up, everyone will be lifted up and play to the peak of their game. And although everyone will not play to the peak of their game. But everyone should, once tasting that blood, everyone should have that thinking that I'm going to play to the peak of my game this year. Okay? And so that's what you have to do. You have to keep that taste of blood in your system and keep after it. That's what keeps you burning inside. Keep after that. Because it's a lot of money, a lot of prestige, and you push yourself up the ladder towards, you know, the greatest to ever play the game. You know, you keep winning championships and you keep doing it in this fashion, in this style. You know, you're going to have all your dreams. And so we got to continue to taste that blood in our system to keep it going. Okay? Continue to, you know. And you know, at the same time, I'm saying this is making me think about getting that taste of blood in my system for some things that I want to do. I got some things that I want to do. I got a list of things that I want to do. I want to write a short book. I'd like to take some still pictures for money. You know what I'm saying? I can shoot still pictures. I got a great camera. You know, it isn't about having this big expensive camera with these huge lens on it and this and that. That's great. And you can pick up some shots that I can't pick up. But the shots that I want, these close shots and things like that, I have a great digital camera that's tremendous. I mean, absolutely tremendous in taking those type shots. And it comes out like, you know, as crystal clear as you can believe. Okay? So, anyway, those are some things I like to do. And this, you know, each one of those things could, you know, potentially bring money. And so, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, all of us are looking for that, to continue to teach ourselves and build ourselves to a place where and take care of our families the way that we want to. Okay? So, thank you guys for listening to the show. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and have a tremendous Thursday. Headed into the weekend. Join me tomorrow, same place, same time, Free Fall Friday, where the show and all lines of the show are open to you. This is Frank, and again, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves and your families. Be careful out there, guys. Thank you.
You to see, I'm about to mean to say I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?